across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, let's see how this thing goes today. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Wow, I have a voice again. This is amazing. Welcome to the state of Wisconsin Sense, normally from the shores of Lake Wissota. Today, from the shores of Lake Michigan, where I'm in downtown Milwaukee for an Up North News function. But it's nice to have you along. It's nice to be talking to you again on this, August 1st. And from where we are in Milwaukee here, we do have maybe the occasional internet glitch. So I beg your pardon on that. We'll see how things continue to roll as we report from the big city. We have a lot going on today. So, I mean, we're not going to take hardly any time to note that this is our first birthday that Up North News Radio made its premiere on a Monday, August 1st of 2022. So here we are a year into this, and I am extremely thankful for everybody that is tuning in. First, when we were a mid-morning show from 8 to 11 in the mornings, and now as an early morning show. And as you can probably tell, this is going to be what Aaron will definitely have his rim shot ready. This is our pony show because I'm a little horse. But thank you very much. There is something really unnerving about waking up as I did Saturday morning, which would have been day 7 of some kind of a summer head cold, and having no voice. I opened up and nothing but squeaks came out, and you know, it was just squeaks and whispers Saturday and Sunday, and then into parts of yesterday. And it really wasn't until late yesterday that, you know, some kind of, you know, tenor came back to this thing. And so we made the decision that we could go ahead and do this today. So hopefully between the technical glitches and the physical glitches, we'll be okay to give you a show, because yeah, there are definitely things that we want to talk about today. Things like, you know, who let the Nazis in Watertown while we were away? Who let Derek Van Orden have some kind of a late night kegger that ended with him getting disorderly with some kids, and not just kids, Senate pages, who have more patriotism in their little toe than some guy whose toes were walking around the Capitol grounds on January 6th. But another question I have for today is, how great is it that you can almost feel the change in the Wisconsin climate today? Because in just a few hours, we will have the investiture of Janet Protasiewicz as a brand new justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it will mark the start of a return toward normalcy after years of political activism by far-right state Supreme Court justices. We will discuss the significance for Wisconsinites of a court that is under progressive control for the first time in a very long time. We'll do that with some friends from Motherhood for Good. And then later in our second hour with State Senate Democratic leader Melissa Agard. We'll also visit with Dr. Kristen Lyerly in this hour and Chad Holmes in our next hour. And along the way, as always, you can also give your laryngitis, home remedies if you like, 844-967-2789. And you can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Looks like we should now mercifully bring in one Aaron Zommers to help me lighten up the load with some of the chatter. Aaron, you mentioned that there's a little glitch or two here. I hope it's been somewhat listenable from your end.
Yeah, like you said, there's glitches here and there, maybe a couple of clicks and pops, but overall, we're getting the message, so all good.
I think, yeah, clicks and pops live, you know, beats once again having another best of show. So we'll go through this because, again, you know, today is a big day. I'm sure you're going to hear this on Civic Media radio stations all day long about what it's like to have Janet Protasiewicz sworn in today and how things are not immediately, but going to be a little different in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And I think all of us are ready for that.
Oh my goodness, yes, so much so. I feel like I'm getting better as the minutes go by. I hate to say it, but as terrible as hotel room coffee is, maybe this was the wonder drug. Maybe this swill is what finally helped me get over the hurdle. I mean, stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah, I think I'm sure that has something to do with it. Just drinking anything hot will help.
Yes, no doubt. You know, the gargling and everything else that has to be done. Hey, I want to get in one quick pitch here because Civic Pints is still going on, and that is the blood donation contest that we've got going on, where all you've got to do is donate blood, take a selfie, put up the hashtag Civic Pints, and go to Civic Pints or go to the Civic Media webpage and get yourself entered for a chance to win state fair tickets, Milwaukee Brewers tickets, other prizes, all for the good cause of helping replenish blood banks, which are running so low on supply during the summertime months. So we'd appreciate that very much. You can sign up for the Up North News daily newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. In today's newsletter, Christina Lurie tells us about how it's CrossFit week in Madison. I was there last year for that, not intentionally, of course, but to see that many really physically fit people walking around town was... It destroyed what little self-esteem I had for a few days, but I hit a drive-through on the way out of town with a double cheeseburger. You know, all was right in the world after that. So let's take a break. We'll talk a bit about some of the headlines that we've missed, the couple of days that we've been off, and catch up on a whole lot on this August 1st on Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for being here. We'll be back in just a moment. Probably figured out by now that I'm a little hoarse, and so we're going with a horse theme for bumper music here, starting with the horse with no name. Let's see. Oh, I've got some great sports notes to tell you about. First off, well, one's great, one's not so great. First off, let's talk about, before we get to the Brewers, because they lost and fell out of first place here. So let's look ahead to autumn, because autumn Sundays in Wisconsin include a sacred tradition that beats loud and proud, and that, of course, would be the Green Bay Packers. And you've dreamed of being part of that winning franchise, and now some of you can, because Civic Media's WRJN in Racine, Kenosha will broadcast every Packers game all season long, and your business can be in the huddle and on the line of scrimmage when you become a sponsor of the Packer broadcasts. The Civic Media marketing teams are ready to get you signed up with the Green Bay Packers, the Wisconsin Badgers, and with all the local high school sports broadcasts. So call and make an appointment to talk to a Civic Media team member about this opportunity at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. You should hurry, they tell me, because appointments are filling fast and only a few sponsorships remain, but your business can be affiliated with America's team. 608-819-8255 to get your business off the sidelines and into the game. That's one more time, 608-819-8255. All right, now to the Brewers. After giving up 29 runs last weekend in Atlanta, the Brewers were eager to put behind them the Braves' three-game sweep. There should have been no better cure than the lowly Washington Nationals. But alas, the losing streak has now hit four games. The Nationals' Joey Meneses homered and drove in three runs as the rebuilding Nats gave the playoff-contending Brewers their fourth straight loss, 5-3, Monday night. Joey Weimer homered for the Brewers. But in the end, the Brewers are now a game and a half behind Cincinnati. They are tied for the wild card position in the playoffs at this point, but they will continue their series against the Washington Nationals again later on this evening. And you can hear the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM in the Fox Valley, and WRCE News from the Center and Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. I don't have a lot that would necessarily count as new to add under the topic of Derek Van Orden's rant over the weekend or late last week against Pages, Senate Pages on Capitol Hill. Other than to say, I think that the congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district perhaps needs a babysitter, because as reports explain it, I mean, this was late in the evening. He had people over, you know, there was drinking going on in the office. And at some point, the congressman went and chewed out Senate pages who were lying in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, lying there looking up, taking photos. Why were they doing that? Because it's awesome. It's an amazing experience to work in the U.S. Capitol, especially as a young person, and to see that view of the dome. As somebody who's been a state legislator and knows that Wisconsin has one of the most beautiful Capitol buildings in the United States, it's something that so many people take for granted. The investment that people were willing to make into the seat of government to show pride in their state and in their country out in Washington, D.C. And I've seen so many people, most of them young people, obviously, lying on their backs with their phones, looking up and taking pictures of the beautiful dome. And I've seen the one in the U.S. Capitol, and it's beautiful. And these Senate pages were coming up on the end of their experience. It was going to be time to go home. And in comes this congressman up way past his bedtime and starts screaming at these kids and hurling expletives at them, and then has the audacity to try to defend it by making some kind of comment about the Capitol being a sacred place. Really? This coming from Derek Van Orden, the insurrection adjacent congressman from the 3rd District, who, as near as photo evidence can show, was on the wrong side of police lines on January 6th, 2021. As others, he says he was not one of them, went into the U.S. Capitol and basically tried to overthrow the government, one marching through the rotunda with a Confederate flag. That's the desecration we haven't heard Derek Van Orden say nearly enough about. Instead, it appears the congressman has, for some reason, decided to treat the Capitol as his own dormitory. Far too many members of Congress are treating the Capitol and the nearby office buildings as dormitories. This has stuck in my craw, dating back to when the Tea Party class came on board in 2011, and Sean Duffy was one of many freshmen who bragged about sleeping in their offices rather than paying high rent because they wanted to, save money and be in touch with their colleagues. That's not how Congress is supposed to work, or a legislature, for that matter. The Capitol is not your dormitory. It's not your apartment. It's not where you sit up late drinking with buddies or lobbyists or staffers or whoever the case may be. It's certainly not the place where you have a lapse in judgment, to put it mildly, and chew out some honorable young people trying to make the most of a majestic experience in a building that had recently been desecrated by people that Congressman Van Orden no doubt supported politically, if not their actions. There's this culture that we have when members of Congress of either party treat their office as an extension of themselves. This is not your apartment. That office belongs to your constituents. It belongs to Americans. It does not belong to you. It's your workplace. The workday is over. Go home. And go home might mean, going to a rented apartment. I certainly did in Madison. I had a place two blocks away in an old building with a Murphy bed, the kind that you pull out of the wall. Like I said, a very old building. It had a particular, shall we say, flavor to it. In fact, one time I had to leave the building and find other accommodations when the renter above me fell asleep in the bathtub and suddenly all kinds of water was draining on me from the ceiling light fixture. It was one of those buildings. But I did it because that's what you do. Because your workplace is not your home. And Derek Van Orden should know better. Well, most people should know better. But he owes those pages a humble apology. And he needs to make this right. He needs to tie that in by putting into perspective how much worse it was. The people who were in that building on January 6th, 2021. People that he watched and probably applauded as they marched by, as he made that trip to Washington, D.C., using funds that were part of campaign donations by people that got him into office. This man wants so badly for you to think of him as just another regular guy, but he sure seems more prone to acting like the guy, you know him, the guy you're casually friendly to, but you know how he sometimes turns into a loudmouth jerk for no rational reason, you know, as if he gets triggered by things now and then, and you'll wave. But you're not going to spend any more time with him than you have to. And perhaps constituents of the 3rd District will think about doing that as well. We also had, over the past few days, the incidents of Nazis marching in Watertown. And I'm not going to get into the nature of, you know, who these people were and what the group was that decided to protest and a day of celebration for the LGBTQ community, cheering horrific, slimy things at these people, men, women, and children, just trying to enjoy a day. The fact of the matter is, it's not just an extension of the culture of hatred that certain political actors have encouraged in this country. It is also an extension of the gun-loving culture, because had at least one of those men not been armed, I have no doubt they would have been essentially welcomed to leave. But there was no reason to turn this into something that involved gunplay. And the fact that we so easily are forced to tolerate open carrying of weapons in the name of political speech is something our founding fathers would roll in their graves at the thought of. But unfortunately, the people who marched had some support early on from one of the state legislators from that area, Republican Representative Barb Dittrich of Conemaugh, who posted on Twitter and then deleted it, but said that the event for the LGBTQ community should have been held in a private space without children. While I do not represent the city, I do represent the town and have many friends who live there, Dittrich. They find this completely unacceptable in their community. Now, on Monday, she said that she was unaware that there were masked members of a known hate group at the event. And she said, "I find that loathsome, disgusting, and condemned it the minute I learned of it," she said in a statement. "One can find both adult performances unsuitable for children at the same time they find hate groups to be vile." Well, if that isn't the worst example of both sidesism one could offer over recent events. Let's take it from the standpoint of, you know, drag performances. A drag performance has never left a dozen children lying in pools of blood. A banned book has never shot up an LGBTQ nightclub. You can find loathsome and disgusting hate groups, and you can find loathsome and disgusting the lack of action by Representative Dittrich and others about all of the gun deaths in this country. But the both sidesism that we see from the representative and others, well, that just only is going to encourage further acts like this, and hopefully not the violence that would come with it as well. I think Kristen Lyerly is going to be helping to take some of the relief off my voice coming up next, now that we've gotten through some headlines. So stick around through this break, and we will visit in our second half hour, wherever you are, like here in Milwaukee, all over Wisconsin. When it comes to America, you're up north. We'll be back. That's one way of looking at it. No matter how horse I am, it would take wild horses to keep me from doing a show here where, you know, Kristen Lyerly could lighten the load and lighten the mood a little bit. And Paul, comment online, who says, my friend, too many weird things are going on in this country. Paul, I say amen. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, sexy voice, Pat Kreitlow. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have been sick at times with where you kind of get that Barry White thing going. This is definitely not one of those, but I've gone back and I've, you know, when you look at tapes, when you're on TV and you're looking, maybe you're looking for some file video of something, and then you catch yourself anchoring between the clips and you're like, ooh, I maybe should have stayed home one more day. Mm. And I'm realizing here, if you just noticed a change, I should stop trying to project. That's what, you know, TV people, you know, public speakers, you're always trying to project. Mm-hmm. And I'm realizing that puts a lot of gravel in there. So I'm just going to keep things kind of low and soft here with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, baby. Do that.
I feel like now we do need some Barry White going on back there. And again, I will note for the listener that we are, I'm using Wi-Fi in a place where the Wi-Fi speed is amazing, but it doesn't stop the occasional glitch here and there. So our apologies, but we really didn't want to go through another best of show when we have so much stuff going on. And Kristen, we have so many headlines to catch up on and things like that. But you too have been traveling like a crazy person between Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin. You were doing a Grand Canyon tour last week. You were doing some national press last week. And meanwhile, your sons are back home in Green Bay, and you're torturing them with that old parental excuse of, oh, the air conditioning's broken, boys. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Sorry, guys. I know, and it was the hottest month on record. Whoops.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but, you know, they've learned a few things. They've learned that they can wear fewer clothing and do less laundry. That's mm-hmm. been good for them. They've learned that it's okay to be a little warm. And actually, they're not complaining. So that's something.
No, that is good. And again, I think from a certain age and of course, a certain level of upbringing, not everybody has central air conditioning, you know, growing up. And I was definitely one of those. I mean, we had box fans everywhere.
Us too.
And when it gets really hot and a couple of times our air conditioner has, you know, conked out or whatnot, I'm like, well, I'd rather have the AC on, but if I've got fans, you know, where I am, I'm actually okay with that. Uh-huh. You know,
did you ever make one of those box fan forts where you put a sheet around it and then it like blew out the entire sheet and you could just climb inside of it and it was like living in a wind tunnel?
Oh yes, it was awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, you do that, and then of course we had a sofa bed, you know, everybody had a sofa bed back in the day, it feels like. And so that if you would just extend that sheet off of the sofa bed, you now your fort includes the area under the sofa bed as
yes.
well. It's just awesome.
Oh, you're kind of making me want to make a fort right now.
I know. These days, we're going to have a pillow fort episode of the radio show.
Hey, guess what else I learned?
What else did you learn?
So because I don't have an air conditioner now, I need to replace my air conditioner. And my furnace is 20 years old, so I really ought to replace my furnace too.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the furnace company come over, the one that does my usual maintenance. And I had them just take a look at what we've got and what we need to do. And they came up with this estimate that I just didn't feel like I had all the information I needed. So I called our friend, Dr. Joel Charles, and I said, Joel, things are changing in the world right now, and I'd really like to be smart about this giant purchase I'm about to make. So what do you recommend? And he said, why don't you consider getting a home energy audit, which is something I had never even heard of before. Mm-hmm. So I looked around a little bit, and this is something that people commonly do. And I called a couple companies, and a fellow's coming out later this week to just walk through my house, see where all the leaky things are, and talk about what are the options in light of, you know, all of the new power options, how heat pumps are getting better. So what is the best option for my house moving forward? And I'm really excited that I might have a really neat, energy efficient, like thoughtful house in the future.
Yeah. I mean, you really, and now with the Inflation Reduction Act, you will have access to all kinds of credits on almost any type of system you put in, because anything that you put in is going to be energy efficient to some degree. Mm-hmm. And so you're actually going to be paying a lot less. So, I mean, nobody wishes for something to conk out, but your timing's pretty good.
Well, you know, it's going to happen. I mean, this happened to us last year with the car. We had to buy an extra car and we went with an electric vehicle. And again, with the Inflation Reduction Act, we got a giant tax credit for purchasing mm-hmm. an electric vehicle. So yeah. All of these smart consumer choices that you don't just make the knee-jerk reaction, but you actually put a little thought into it. There's a huge benefit thanks to Joe Biden and the work that they're doing up in Washington, D.C.
That's right. And speaking of car damage, the update to the hail damage to Sherry's car, if folks remember seeing that with the, you know, the ping pong ball sized hail that was hitting it. Yeah, they totaled that out. I mean, it was a 5-digit repair bill to fix it. So that was the end of that, which was too bad. It was a 2010 Volkswagen EOS hardtop convertible. I'd never had a hardtop convertible before. Nice machine.
Uh-huh. So is that going to be the replacement machine?
No. We'll figure out something else, you know. Mm-hmm. She being a good frugal farm girl, you know, is saying, well, let's just, and meanwhile, I'm looking over at the BMW X5, you know, and things like that. Come on, we got to treat you.
You only live once.
That's right. So tell me more about the Grand Canyon trip. You had family come down?
Yeah. So I've been working in Northern Arizona, and there are so many national monuments within like a 3-hour drive of where I'm working. I got a couple days off. So Lindsay, my third son, and my partner, Craig, came out to visit. We spent a day at the Grand Canyon, biked the South Rim, which is about 30 miles at elevation. That was fun. It was hot too. Woo. But man, you see a picture of the Grand Canyon, you're like, oh, there it is. But you just can't even begin to capture the majesty. And every time you turn around and look back at the canyon, you see it from a different perspective. It's captivating.
Oh my God. Majesty is the right word for it. It's holy crap for those of you who want, you know, smaller words. But it also helps you appreciate time. Mm-hmm. You think about how much time it took for the water to do what it did to create that, you know, and how long things have been around. It really humbles you, kind of puts you in your place. Meanwhile, one of your other boys is busy doing some other historical reenactments, not from that many millions of years ago, but, you know, back in time a little bit.
Yeah, little Pat Kreitlow got out his drum and... Yeah, my youngest son works as a historical interpreter here in Green Bay at Heritage Hill State Park. And if y'all haven't visited Heritage Hill, it is such a cool little park. They have taken this plot of land and they've moved all of these historical buildings so that they can recreate different pieces of time in the region. And it is authentic. The people who run Heritage Hill, when they have to fix something, they fix it the way they did back in the 1800s or whatever era they're trying to reenact. They don't just, you know, throw a nail in something. So it is really beautiful. And my 14-year-old's job is to walk around with his drum at Fort Howard in historical garb and talk to visitors about the history of the place. So they have a fife and drum corps here, and they went to Fort Snelling in St. Paul, and they did a muster with a bunch of other historical reenactors in St. Paul. And the funny thing was, the person who puts it together just happens to be married to one of my friends from marching band. So a couple of my old U of M marching band people were involved too. It was very, and I didn't know that in advance. So it was very cool to see all the pictures and to see just the great time that they were all having together, remembering the history of this region.
And so along with, you know, keeping tabs on family and traveling, you've still been doing national, I think, international press as well, mm-hmm. as people were looking forward to today with a new state Supreme Court justice and looking at the abortion ban. What are your thoughts? We've made it to August 1st.
I can't believe it. We're here, finally. We still have a long way to go with this abortion ban. It's not resolved. And, you know, of course, having a liberal Supreme Court justice who has been clear about how she feels doesn't mean that she's going to rule in a way, you know, there are no promises there. So we hope that we're going to start seeing things move in the direction that builds community and brings us together. This is a step, but it's not over yet. And we're still not feeling confident that we can provide comprehensive reproductive care for women in Wisconsin. So the fight goes on, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we did know last week with folks from Planned Parenthood that while abortion care is still not being provided, there are still things happening in the clinics, all kinds of other preventive measures, screenings, things like that. It's not the full slate, but there are people providing services there who are continuing to monitor this case and, you know, hoping that women will again, you know, be treated as equals in terms of their health care in Wisconsin.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because everything except abortion care is still being provided here in Wisconsin. So if you need STI screening, if you need a pap test, if you need whatever you need, it's still there. And if you need an abortion, we can refer you. We can help you find those pathways. We can help you get resources. Just call Planned Parenthood. But you just can't receive abortion care here in Wisconsin. And as I've said so many times, if you are suffering from a complicated pregnancy, if there are so many bizarre things that can happen associated with pregnancy that we just don't talk about because, you know, they're painful and they're hard and often shameful. And those are the things, those are the gray areas that make it so complicated. But for you as a patient, don't be afraid to ask those questions. Don't be afraid to seek that information. The help is there, and you will not get in trouble here in the state for seeking information.
Yeah. And, you know, when the Dobbs decision first came down, there were a lot of stories that came out. You were talking about patients, other people were talking about patients. We don't hear that as much. Don't think that that's still not happening. Just because something isn't in the news all the time doesn't mean that women and couples aren't still going through their own sort of hell through a troubled pregnancy or a health scare or whatever the case may be, all brought on by these politicians wearing judges' robes, where thankfully some of that madness is going to be reversed at the state Supreme Court level.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I mean, it happened. You know, we talk about these emergency situations that don't happen all that often, but they do happen. It happened to me when I was in Minnesota a few weeks ago. I had someone who came in with a pre-viable pregnancy who was bleeding, and the answer for her was an abortion. And I was able to take care of her the way that she deserved to be taken care of, quickly, saving her life. And this was a desired pregnancy. But, you know, I had to stop and take pause before I helped her and did her procedure, thinking, what would I be doing right now if I was in Wisconsin? I didn't have time to find other physicians to sign off on it. I was in the boondocks. There was nobody there. So, you know, I've been there. Don't tell me it doesn't happen. I've been there.
Yeah. No, it does. So, and then lastly, you were doing this, as you do this work in other states and you're traveling, and you were talking about, you know, doing this mountain of laundry. And I'm a little confused about this because I get, you know, I'm being a little simplistic here, but I mean, doctor, don't you just throw on a fresh pair of scrubs every day and somebody else does your laundry? I mean, it's that simple, right?
Well, when I was gone for a month, I mostly did my laundry in the sink in the hotel, to be honest, or I wore the hospital's, you know, scrubs and they just did my laundry for me. But when I came home, as it turns out, my three sons really, they weren't really keeping up with their laundry. So yesterday I offered free laundry day. It was not my laundry. I mean, you know, I'm still a mom when it comes right down to it.
I know. And God bless Sherry. She, you know, we had all the kids, you know, the daughters, the grandkids for a full week. And then, you know, we dropped them off or they hit the road again. And part of that took us through Milwaukee, which is why I stayed behind to do a work thing. But it also meant that she yesterday was doing all of Laundry Mountain, all of the clothing, all of the sheets and everything. So a very public thank you for Sherry, who also like you, dresses very nicely for work every day, does not rely on somebody. But I can't help but think of the movie Idiocracy. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but we get to the point where basically everybody's in scrubs. Essentially, you pull up like a disposable shirt out of a box every morning and you put it on and then you throw it away. And then the landfills, you know, get overflowing. But that's a story for another time. And if you haven't seen Idiocracy, I can't recommend it highly enough. Let's pause. We will have today's history lesson and music break and much more gratitude for Kristen Lyard for helping me lighten the load on this pony show day where somebody's a little horse. We'll be back right after this. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Go. I think that not everybody, of course, but I think a whole lot of people now think of Guardians of the Galaxy when they hear that one, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, one of many great songs on the original Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Guardians of the Galaxy opened in theaters on this day in 2014. So the film is 9 years old now. Hooked on a Feeling was on there along with some others. I mean, it's just guaranteed. If you're going to go play a jukebox someplace, just play that soundtrack. You're going to be well received.
I love it when my kids play their music in the car and one of my songs comes up on their playlist.
I know. How great is that? You know?
Yeah.
Had that happen a couple of times last week. I'm like, how do you know this song? And they mentioned some movie that I didn't see that it was in the soundtrack for. And I'd be like, that's awesome.
Or there's an Engelbert Humperdinck song that had been circulating on TikTok and they busted that out. And I was like, that's my mom's music. Like that was so cool.
And related to that is when just a little snippet of an old song is sampled in something. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, oh, that's from, you know, from when I was a kid. And I'll go, no, it's not. And then I'll play them the original, you know, and they'll hear suddenly ELO's Evil Woman come on and they're like, oh yeah, I see. Yeah. There are no original ideas anymore, right? That's uh-huh. That's what Dad would say, of course. Jerry Garcia was born on this day 81 years ago. The lead singer of the Grateful Dead passed away in 1995. But here are a couple that'll make us feel our age. The lead singer for Def Leppard, Joe Elliott, is 64, on the cusp of senior citizenhood, born this day in 1959 in Sheffield, England. And also on this day in 1980, which happened to be his 21st birthday, Def Leppard performed for their first U.S. live concert, opening for AC/DC in New York City. So happy birthday to Joe Elliott. Chuck D, the leader of Public Enemy, is 63 years old today. He was born Carlton Douglas Ridenour in Queens. This would have been the 60th birthday for Coolio, who was born artist Leon Ivey in Compton, but he passed away in September of last year. And actor Jason Momoa is 44. People either do or do not have an immediate visceral reaction when I say Jason Momoa. Where are you on that, Kristen?
I don't actually have an immediate visceral reaction.
Okay. Now we know. We know what's same with my wife. She's like, I mean, he's handsome and stuff. He's a nice guy. Seems like he's a sweetheart. Uh-huh. But yeah, not one of those where you go, oh, you know, or whatever. I can't even believe I got that high with my imitation of a Jason Momoa reaction. All right, let's get out of that topic quickly and move on to 1981. This is the anniversary when MTV, which used to stand for music television and used to play videos, began broadcasting videos, starting with this one by the Buggles. That is exactly what we thought. We thought that, you know, the future was all music videos, that radio was dead. Nope. Radio is still very much here and video music channels gone.
You can still see videos though. Like video music channels are still there. You just have to, you know, it's like Vivo and they're all.
Oh yeah. But
streaming.
I mean, they're nothing like, I mean, they used to be anticipated like Hollywood premieres. Mm-hmm. You know, these were they got to be like these big budget affairs and everything. And, you know, that was much of a fad as bell bottoms were in the 70s. Now, this was not the number one song in 1981. That happened to belong to Rick Springfield. There's that familiar guitar.
I saw him recently in Green Bay.
Oh, did you did go see him, didn't you?
Yeah, he still puts on an amazing
still bringing
show
it?
With, incidentally, Pat, lots of video clips, including like clips of him as Dr. Noah Drake in General Hospital. But great show.
Oh, I tell people all the time, one of my favorite live shows ever was Rick Springfield. He was at Rockfest in Cadott, and this was well over 10, maybe 15, well, 15 years ago at least. And boy, did he bring it. I was there to see, you know, I think it was Boston and Hart. And so he was kind of earlier in the billing, but I mean, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand mm-hmm. for as hard as he was working them. It was really good. So he's still doing that.
That was my first concert too at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was on this day in 1498 that Christopher Columbus became the first European to visit what is now known as Venezuela. And I like that that's how we word these things now. It's no longer Christopher Columbus discovered Venezuela on this day in 1498. It was always there. He was the first he was the first European to stumble upon it. So good for him. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1971, George Harrison hosted the concert for Bangladesh, the first major charity concert and a precursor to Live Aid. There were guests like Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Billy Preston, Ringo Starr. Here's a little clip of George with his signature hit as part of that concert. So many, I mean, it really set the stage for what was to follow in terms of charity concerts and big events, using the power of music to raise money for all sorts of good causes.
You think about what the Beatles have done over the course of their career, that short time that they were together, mm-hmm. and all of the things that they've done since that time. What an incredible, I don't even have the words, like, they've influenced music, they've influenced culture, they've influenced, you know, how we do philanthropy. I'm huge Beatles fan.
Oh yeah, same here. Mm-hmm. Hey, before I forget, on this hour I want to mention that we are doing another Milwaukee Brewers ticket giveaway on Thursday, assuming my voice says I can be here. On Thursday we will be giving away 4 tickets to Saturday evening's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates at American Family Field. So stick around for that on Thursday. And normally Thursdays, Dr. Lyerly joins us at about this time as well. So if you don't mind coming back Thursday and helping me give away some baseball tickets, that'd be nice of you.
I would love to. And we're going to talk to some friends who are biking advocates. They use bicycling to encourage people to get out and be healthy.
That sounds way too healthy for me, Aaron. Aaron's going to be our pro bicycle voice for that segment. It's not going to be me.
I'll do my best.
All right. Final topic, kids. Where are we on the new Skittles flavor? I'm sure it's a limited time thing. French's yellow mustard Skittles.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, not
joking. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be in the bag with all the others. God forbid, you know, because that sounds like a sick joke. But some people who really like mustard, they get a mustard Skittle.
I ran that one by Kristen Bry, who happens to really love Skittles, and even mm-hmm. she kind of flinched.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just wanted to take the temperature of the room, because, you know, mustard has its place, you know, especially stone ground mustard on a fresh pretzel. But anyway, we've got some of the friends from Motherhood for Good. Kristen's going to stick around as well. All this coming up in the second hour here up north.